stipulation as to the time as the essence of contract. Further, we have already pointed out that the defendant has not bothered to prove his claim on oath before the court to the effect that it was the plaintiffs who avoided performing their part of contract. All the above mentioned material aspects were correctly appreciated by the trial court, and unfortunately the High Court failed to adhere to the well-known principles, and the conduct of the defendant when the third plaintiff deposited before the court explaining their case with reference to the recitals in the agreement of the sale, including the reference to the legal notice to the defendant in the absence of contra evidence on the side of the defendant, we are unable to agree with the conclusion arrived at by the High Court in non-suiting the plaintiff. The High Court commended the conduct of the plaintiffs in praying for refund of the earnest money, namely ₹20,000 paid as advance. As rightly pointed out, the claim for refund of earnest money is only their alternative claim. It is not 0.60 and block number 209 admeasuring 0.40 of village N Tehsil H in dispute that in all suits for specific performance, the plaintiff is entitled to seek alternative relief in the event the decree for specific performance cannot be granted for any reason. Hence, there is no infirmity in the alternative plea of refund. In the light of what has been stated above, we set aside the judgment and decree of the High Court and confirm the decree granted by the trial court. In view of the said conclusion, the appellants, plaintiffs are directed to deposit the balance amount of sale consideration is that ₹1,92,500 in the trial court within a period of 8 weeks, whereupon the respondent defendant shall execute the sale deeds of the suit lands block number 209 admeasuring as per the agreement dated June 31st, 1985. In case the failure of the defendant to execute the sale deed, the plaintiffs shall be entitled to get the sale deed executed through court. The civil appellee is allowed to above terms. However, in the facts and circumstances of the case, there shall be no order as to costs.